尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年12月6日。我们今天非常非常的荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Coffee Chanter Maharaj，我们讲述今天的圣典不加梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
OK。Om Gana Timirandasya Ganandana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Apitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Abhidutam Parijana Sahita Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabhidutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalehe Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinnane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharinehe Seisha Shunyavari Ashacha Desatarine Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Okay, we're going to start with chapter 11 today. Bhagavad Gita.
所以我们今天呢讲述圣典不加梵歌的第十一章。
There's a summary in the beginning, so I'll read it. This chapter shows Krishna as the cause of all causes. He's even the cause of Mahavishnu, from whom the material universes emanate. Krishna is not an incarnation. He is the source of all incarnation. That has been completely explained in the last chapter.
Maharaj, because I don't have the book with me, so could you break it and I just push myself?
Okay. I'll slow down.
Yep, please.
So Arjuna says his illusion is over.
所以说呢 ,Arjuna 他说呢这个海洋已经结束了。
This means that he's not thinking Krishna is a mere human being and his friend, but Krishna is the source of everything.
也就是说呢他现在已经不会再把 Krishna 认为是一个普通的人。而是一切的源泉。
He's enlightened and is glad that he has such a great friend of Krishna, but now he's thinking that although he may accept Krishna as the source of everything, others might not.
那么因为之前呢他觉得他是有 Krishna 这么一个好朋友挺好的。但是呢现在呢他知道了 Krishna 是一切的源泉。
So, to establish Krishna's identity, divinity, he's asking Krishna to show the universal form.
因为也许别人他并不知道 Krishna 是一切的源泉所以为了要让Krishna 的这个身份能够非常清晰地建立起来所以他就让 Krishna 来展现他的宇宙的形体。
Actually, when someone sees the universal form of Krishna, they become afraid like Arjuna did.
所以事实上当别人看到了 Krishna 的宇宙形体的时候呢就都会像 Arjuna 一样展现出恐惧的心态。
But Krishna is so kind that after he shows it, then he converts back to his original form.
但是 Krishna 却非常的仁慈因为当他展现了他的宇宙形体之后呢他又重新的转化回了他 之前的人的形象。
And Krishna agrees to what Arjuna has said. Krishna is telling him just for his own benefit, so Arjuna acknowledges this by Krishna's grace.
然后 Krishna 呢，他是为了要让 Arjuna 得到这个益处，所以说呢，他才会向他展示这样的仁慈。而 Arjuna 呢，也同意了 Krishna， 他是非常的恩赐的。
He's completely convinced that Krishna is the source of everything.
而且现在 Arjuna 也非常的坚信 Krishna 就是一切的源泉。
And Krishna's in the heart as the super soul.
而且 Krishna 是在心中以超灵展现。
And that's from the first verse.
然后呢，现在第一个时节了。
Then we'll go to verse 2.
Okay. I do have the verses with me.
You do?
Yeah. I do have the verses with me.
But no purport.
I do.
You in detail about the appearance and disappearance, and I realize you're inexhaustive glories.
所以呢，就是第二个诗节，就是眼如莲花的人呢，我已经详尽的聆听了你对众生显隐的讲述，我已经知道了你无穷无尽的荣耀。
So Arjuna saying lotus eyed, Krishna's eyes are like lotus petals.
所以在这里面呢 ，Arjuna 就讲到了莲花眼的人呢，那么 Krishna 的眼睛呢，像莲花瓣一样。
And in the previous chapter, Krishna said, "I'm Krishna Jagadab. I'm the source and appearance and disappearance of everything in the material world."
在前面的这个世界里面呢 ，Krishna 他就讲到了，我是物质世界和灵性世界的一切的源泉。
Arjuna also knows that in spite of Krishna being the source of everything, he is aloof from everything.
Arjuna 也知道，虽然说 Krishna 他是一切的源泉，可是呢，他又超越于所有的这一切。
That way, you know, these are all things that Krishna has taught Arjuna. We can remember, you know, he says after in chapter 9 when he describes how he's creating everything and he's inside and outside and all these things.And he says, but this doesn't bind me. I'm always neutral.
所以这些都是 Krishna 对 Arjuna 的讲述。在第九章里面呢Krishna 也讲了他如何在众生之内在众生之外但是呢他又不被做这一切所束缚。
So Krishna said in 9th chapter, he's all pervading, but he's personally not present everywhere.
Krishna 在第九章也说到了虽然他是变存漫游无处不在的但是呢他又不是亲自的出在所有这一切之内。
So this is the inconceivable opulence of Krishna that Arjuna saying now I understand it.
那所以说这是关于 Krishna 的非常不可思议的方面那 Arjuna 说现在他可以理解了。
We'll read more, but this universal form is a mysterious thing.
所以呢，因为这个宇宙的形象呢是非常的神奇曼妙的。
It's not exactly a real thing. It's just you know, like some Krishna's form is Krishna and all the different incarnations, but the universal form is just an idea to show that Krishna is a person.
那这个 Krishna 的这个宇宙形象呢它并不是一个真实存在的一个东西它只是显现它只是为了说明 Krishna 他是一个人而且呢那么 Krishna 他展现是从 Krishna 的这个形象以及从他所有的化身的形象中实际展现出来的。
So when we read these verses, we can see how Arjuna, he really knows everything already.
那当我们在读这些诗节的时候呢我们知道其实 Arjuna 他已经是无所不知了。
But like he says in a few places, he likes to hear about it again and again.
但是呢在普迦梵歌里面的不同的地方 Krishna 都说他希望能够反复的聆听这些话题。
He says, I never get tired of hearing about it.
他说呢，我从来就不会觉得，听够了。
So he's asking because he likes to hear about it, but also because he wants others to hear about it.
而且他还说呢，虽然他自己想听所有这些话题，而且他也希望别人能够听到这些话题。
And Chris setting up the whole idea of Arjuna being an illusion, so that we can have the Bhagavad Gita.
而且呢，是 Krishna 他做了一番安排，让 Arjuna 处在这样的困惑之中，以此使我们有机会能够听到薄伽梵歌的讲述。
So in this verse 3, he says, I see you here before me in your actual position as you would describe yourself. But I want to see how you've entered into this cosmic manifestation. I want to see that.
那么在第三个世界里面他就讲到了。我在这里看到了真实地位中的你，就如同你自己描述的一样，但我仍想看看你是怎样进入这宇宙展示的，我想看到你的宇宙形体。
So Arjuna is saying, you know, that this Krishna that he's talking to, that's the original.
那么所以 Arjuna 他就说呢，那个他在跟他说话的这个 Krishna, 那个是原初的。
And Prabhupada translated, understands that. So this is the original Krishna. Govindam Adi Purusham is Govinda.
然后Srila Prabhupada 给我们的翻译的这个版本就是这是最原初的 Krishna, Govinda Adi Purusham. 那么 Govinda 是最原初的 Krishna.
Because that's very important to understand that Krishna is the original. Everything is coming from Krishna.
那么这个是非常的重要的，我们需要去理解的。Krishna 它是一切的源泉，它是最原初的。
But he's wanting to see how he's in this material manifestation.
但是呢，Arjuna 希望能够看到 Krishna 他是怎么在这个物质是怎么进行这个物质展示的。
So, purport.The Lord said that because he entered into the material universe by his personal representation, the cosmic manifestation is possible and it's still going on.
妙觉里面主说呢，因为他以个人的代表进入了物质的宇宙，宇宙展示才可能，而且还在延续不断。
So as Arjuna, he's inspired by what Krishna said.But he wants to convince others in the future who may think Krishna is an ordinary person.
所以 Arjuna 他其实是非常的信服 Krishna 所跟他说的话，但是呢，他希望能够让后人也能够理解到这一点， Krishna 是最原初的。
Arjuna desires to see this universe form and is how he's acting from within the universe, although he's not part of it.
那 Arjuna 他也希望能够知道，虽然说 Krishna 他并不是这个宇宙形体的这一部分，但是他又怎么展现出这个宇宙形体的
？So he's the supreme lord, but he's present within Arjuna also. Therefore, he knows the desire of Arjuna, and he can understand that Arjuna not really wants to see this universal form. He likes to see the personal form of Krishna.
那么Krishna 他是至尊人格守神，而且呢他是最原初的，那么他是无处不在的，他也是存在于 Arjuna 的内心之中，所以他知道 Arjuna 内心所想的，他知道 Arjuna 他并不是真正的想要看到的是他的宇宙的形体，是想要看到他最原初的形体。
But he can also understand that Arjuna wants to see this universal form to convince others.
但是呢，他也知道 Arjuna 他希望能够看到主的宇宙形体，以此来说服其他的人。
Because in the future there'll be so many people imitating and saying that they're incarnations of Krishna.
因为在将来，在后世，有很多人都会去效仿，然后并且去自称他们是 Krishna 的化身。
So Prabhupada is saying that if someone claims to be Krishna, they should be able to show the universal form.
所以 Srila Prabhupada 就讲到了，如果要是有人自称自己是 Krishna 的化身的话，那他就应该有能力去展现他的宇宙形体。
Which I don't think anybody can do when we read
但是
about this universal form.
但是呢，没有任何一个人能够做到这一点。
So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that Krishna says, you know, with a small fragment of himself, I support the entire universe. Arjuna believes that, but he wants to know in detail.
所以呢，说了 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 呢，他就讲到了这个Krishna, sorry, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said that Arjuna knows that.
Yeah, sorry, Krishna, he knows that Krishna, this form of Krishna, two-armed Krishna, is the original.
Okay. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 还讲了，他说这个Arjuna 他知道 Krishna 的两臂形象是他最原初的形象，但是呢，他希望后人也能够了解到这一点。
He's calling Krishna, you know, Purushottam, Parameshwara, the best of all people, the Supreme Lord, so it's clear what he knows.
因为他Arjuna 呼唤 Krishna 为 Purushottam, 也就是呢他知道他是最伟大的人呢所以他是知道的，所以呢他只是想要让后人也能够了解到这一点。
So he's asking to see this godless display of opulence, but that's because he wants others to understand who is Krishna.
所以呢，他希望主能够展现他的我就是通过宇宙的这个形体来展现他无限的这种富裕。那么通过这样的方式呢，来让后人能够明白。
It's interesting just to read through the chapter sometimes. So he says, if you think I can see it, then show me this unlimited universal form.
但是他就说呢，如果你要是就既然我在这儿的话，那么就请你给我展现这无限的宇宙的形体吧。
So we can't see Krishna, Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabayavid Indriya. We can't see Krishna just by our material senses.
我们是没有办法用我们物质的感官看到 Krishna 的。
But if one is engaged in transcendental loving service to the Lord, then he can see by Krishna's mercy.
但是如果我们要是能够去从事对 Krishna 的超然的爱心服务的话，那么我们就可以通过 Krishna 的仁慈见到他了。
So Krishna, Arjuna is admitting and showing us how to think. He's saying, Krishna, if you think it's possible, he doesn't demand anything. He leaves it up to Krishna.
但然后所以 Arjuna 他自己并没有去要求什么，他完全让这个 Krishna 去解决，那就是去决定这个事情。就如果要是 Krishna 愿意的话呢，你就可以给我展现。
So Krishna can hide, like atheists, they can see Krishna, they can't see him, they can't and who is they see so many different ways.
They can so see so many different.
Yeah, like, well, if you read in the Krishna book, when Krishna entered the wrestling arena, it describes how different people were seeing Krishna.
Okay. 那么所以说呢 ,Krishna 他可以展现他自己，他也可能会把他自己给隐藏起来。那么所以人们会看到会各种各样不同的这种形象看到 Krishna, 比如说无神论者他可能他也看不到 Krishna。那比如说在 Krishna 快乐源泉里面，当 Krishna 他走进摔跤场的时候，所有的人都是以不同的这种情景来见到 Krishna 的。
So I said the wrestlers saw, you know, like a thunderbolt. Kamsa saw death personified. The people of Vrindavan saw, you know, a boy from their village.
那比如说像这些
Yogi saw the great yogi.
那比如说像摔跤手他看到 Krishna 的时候呢就像是一道霹雷当 Kamsa 看到 Krishna 的时候呢觉得他是死亡的化身当牧牛童们看到他的时候呢只不过就是 Vrindavan 的一个小牧牛童 那么当瑜伽师们看到 Krishna 的时候呢，觉得他就是一个瑜伽师。
So Krishna is not obliged to reveal himself, but if someone's devoted to him, then he does.
所以说 Krishna 他其实并没有责任向任何人去展现他自己，但是呢，如果他要是觉得某人他需要向他展现的时候，他就向他展现了。
So Krishna, Arjuna uses these words, Yogeshwara, you know, the supreme master of all mystic power and all these things. So he's constantly stressing what Krishna's real position is.
那Arjuna 他也向Krishna 来称呼他为 Yogeshwara， 也就是他是最有这个超人的神秘力量的这个人，所以Arjuna 他就不断的用这些名字来呼唤 Krishna 来展现他的真实的形象。
So he says, my dear Arjuna, now my opulence is hundreds and thousands of divine and multicolored forms.
所以 Krishna 就说，我亲爱的 Arjuna， 那你现在呢就看到了我的各种各样的不同的展现出来的这个形象。
So then Prabhupada explains, and this is important, that this universe is transcendental, but it's only for the cosmic manifestation. It's temporary time. It's not like an avatar or anything like that. It's just some manifestation to show, you know, neophyte people what Krishna is.
然后舍勒帕帕他就做了一番解释，那这个解释对我们来说是非常的重要的。他说呢，虽然说这个 Krishna 的宇宙形象是非常的宏伟的，非常的壮观的，但是呢他却并不是一个Krishna 真实的一个形象，也并不是 Krishna 的某一个化身，他只是为了要让这些无知的人去理解 Krishna 的真实的身份到底是什么。
There's not aIn the spiritual sky, there's no universal form.
所以说呢，在灵性的苍穹中，并没有 Krishna 的宇宙形象。
Because we read later in this chapter, the universal form is showing everything being created and destroyed and burned, and that's not in the spiritual world. It's showing us what the material world is.
那么在这一章的后面这个地方呢，就展现了就这个宇宙形象它就是他如何展现的，然后呢他是怎么去烧灼其他的这些生物体，然后其他生物体又怎么在跟他之间的这种展现。那么这个呢在物质在灵性世界里面是没有的，这只是在物质世界里面会有这样的一些显现。
So, Arjuna was seeing this, I'm not sure if I think Krishna showed partial universal form another time.When he went to try to talk to Duryodhana to stop the war, but it wasn't like this one. This is very complete.
那这次 Krishna 给 Arjuna 所显现出来的这个宇宙形象呢，是非常完整的宇宙形象。那当 Krishna 去找 Duryodhana， 劝他不要打仗来劝和的那次呢，他也向 Duryodhana。就是部分的展示了他的宇宙形象，但和这次并不一样。
So he's saying, see all the Adityas, Vasus, Rudras, Ashwini Kumaras, and all the other demigods. So many things that no one has ever seen before.
所以说呢，他就说，就是和所有的这些Rudras, Artists， 还有这些半神人们。他这次所展现出来的对于他们来说以前是都没有见过的。
And seeing it all at the same time, you know, the unlimited, just totally bewildering.
所以呢他这次所展现出来的是在同一时刻展现出来所有这些无限的事物，那是非常的令人困惑的。
So we have some pictures, you know, in our different books that devotee artists have made before.Studying all these things about the universal form and try to get some idea. We can't really paint all of it.
奉献者的艺术家们，他们试图呢通过画卷来展现，在这个《布加梵歌》里面所展现的 Krishna 的宇宙形象的一些片面片段。 但是呢，却没有办法完整的展现这个宇宙形象，它只是为了要让我们有一些概念而已。
Chaitanya showed some kind of universal form to Advaita Acharya.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，也向 Advaita Acharya 展现了某种形象的宇宙形象。
And in the second canto, there's a description of universal form also, but it's a little different.
在圣典不加瓦坛的第二篇里面呢，也有一些关于宇宙形象的描述，但是呢，和这里又不太相同。
But it's meant to help people understand that Krishna is a person somehow or other. God is a person.
但是所有的这一切呢，都是为了让我们理解 Krishna 他是一个人，就是无论如何要告诉我们 Krishna 他是一个人，神是一个人。
So comparing the universe to the body of the Lord, you know, the material element.
所以说呢，把这个宇宙呢，比喻成身体，而且呢还有这些物质的元素。
I don't remember. Just some idea. It says like, you know, the clouds or the hairs on his head and the, so many things like that. The mountains are the bone and the rivers are the veins. So that when we see these material things, we see the mountains, we see the rivers, we see the ocean, we can think that's part of the body of God.
因为在这里面就描述了，比如说呢，就是河流就好像是主的身体的这个血管，那然后这个山呢也是它的这个骨骼，然后呢还有一些这个树啊是它的毛发，就所有的这些都会让我们在看到这个物质世界的时候呢，能够和主的这个身体相连接在一起，有这样的想法。
So that idea that for neophytes, I remember the first picture, I think one of the first pictures I saw of Krishna was a universal form.
所以呢，这个呢是为了要让就是对初习者，还有就是这个对这些知识就无知的这些人去理解的。那我还记得我在最开始的时候看到的 Krishna 的一个图像，就是他的宇宙形体的图像。Yes, Maharaj, I'm here.
Haribol. Yeah. So, but then I read later that this universal form is for neophytes, you know.
但是后来我
They want to see Krishna playing his flute, dancing.
后来我又读到了，就是 Krishna 的这个宇宙形象是为了初学者去理解的一个形象。那么真正的高深的奉献者是需要看，他们想要看到的是 Krishna 的吹奏笛子的这个形象的。
So Krishna says in number 7, whatever you want to see is in this body of mine. This form can show you whatever you want to see and whatever you may want to see in the future. Everything moving and non-moving is here in one place. So, you know, this is really amazing.
所以说在这第十一章的第七十节里面呢，又讲到了说，阿朱呢，要无论你想看到什么，都立即可以在我的这个躯体中看到。这与将来可能想看的一切，动的和不动的一切，完全都在这里。
So the purport says, no one can see the whole universe sitting in one place, but.Even a scientist, they don't know what's going on in other parts. They can see a little tiny parts of it, but some Arjuna can see everything all at once. The special mercy of Krishna.
在药师里面就讲到了说，没有人能够在一个地方看到整个宇宙，即使是最杰出的科学家也无法看到宇宙的其他部分的情况。但像Arjuna这样的奉献者却能够看见存在于宇宙任何部分的事物，所以这些都是 Krishna 的仁慈。
So, Krishna uses it, the word pashya, just see, four times in three verses, telling Arjuna he should see.
那么Krishna 在这个诗节里面呢，用了 pashya 这个词四次，也就是要让 Arjuna 去看。
So, and a few other places in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Pashyame Yoga Maishwaram. Just see my, you know, me, powers, my opulences.
那么在博迦梵歌的其他的一些地方呢 ,Krishna 他也用了 Pasha 这个词。就是他的意思就是说你来看看我的力量所在，我的就是就是我的这个至尊的力量。
So could have shown a little bit of this to Duryodhana previously.
那么之前呢 ,Krishna 向 Duryodhana 展现了一点点。
Duryodhana and Karna were so foolish, they thought they could kidnap Krishna and put him in jail and then the Yudhisthira wouldn't want to fight anymore.
Yudhisthira 和Karna 他们特别的蠢，因为他们觉得他们可以把 Krishna 给绑架，然后呢把 Krishna 给投到监狱里面，这样这个第十二王呢就不会再就不会再打仗了。
So they thought they'd capture Krishna with their big army and put him in jail. And Krishna just laughed and then he grew like that and he showed this little bit of the universal form and he just left. Suddenly everywhere Duryodhana looked there was Krishna. They're trying to catch him but they'd look where he was and the next thing he'd be somewhere else.
嗯，然后 Duryodhana 和Karna 向 Krishna 说完了，他们要把他给绑架了，然后把他放到投到大狱里的时候呢 ，Krishna 就大笑了起来。然后呢，他就向 Duryodhana 部分的展示了他的宇宙形象，然后就离开了。等他离开以后呢，Duryodhana 就在四处各个地方都看到了 Krishna。那么当时呢，他想把 Krishna 抓起来，可是根本就没有办法，因为到处都是 Krishna。
Like when.And then the Nisringa prayers, they sing, Yato Nisringa, Padato Nisringo, Yato, Yato. He's everywhere. He's over here. He's over there. He's there. That's how Hiranyakashipu also, everywhere, it was Nisringa. Couldn't get away from him.
嗯，那就像我们的在这个尼辛哈的祷文里面也唱到的，主尼辛哈他是无处不在的，他在这儿也在那儿。那么Hiranyakashipu 是没有办法逃脱他的。
So Krishna just laughed and, you know, it was explained, Mother Yashoda can tie up Krishna, but nobody else can.
嗯，所以 Krishna 就大笑着，亚修的妈妈可以把 Krishna 捆起来，但是除了亚修的妈妈之外，别人不可能有任何人把他再给捆起来了。
So Krishna could see, Arjuna could see the entire universe, past, present, and future, all sitting in one place.
Arjuna, 他可以看到整个的宇宙，过去、现在和将来，他只要在这一个地方就能够看到所有这一切。
So that's, you know, inconceivable. But then Arjuna didn't like it. He wants to see Krishna.
所以呢这是不可思议的。可是尔柱呢并不喜欢这一切，他想看到的只是 Krishna 其人。
So then Krishna says, you can't see me with your present eyes. I give you divine eyes. Then you can see it.
但是 Krishna 说你不可能用你现在的这个眼睛来看到我，我只能给你神性的视域，你才能够看到我。
But that's, you know, in the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhakti Mama Bijanati.Only by bhakta can you see me. Even the form of Krishna that Arjuna wanted to see, the two-armed form Govinda, only by bhakti can you really see that and understand what Krishna is.
但是 Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》的最后呢，他说只有 bhakta 他才能够看到我。那么 Arjuna 他希望能够看到双臂的 Krishna 的形象，但是Krishna 说呢，只有通过 bhakti 奉爱，只有 bhakta 才能够原本原样的看到。
So here's where Krishna says, Pashyame Yoga Maishwaram, see my inconceivable mystic power.
所以呢，这 Krishna 说 Pashyame Yoga Vaishnaram, 就是你看到我的不可思议的形象。Sorry,
Mark, that's chapter 9 also when Krishna starts to describe himself and how he's within and without. He says,Same words, Pashyame Yogam Aishwaram. See my inconceivable powers.
那么在这个《薄伽梵歌》的第九章里面呢，Krishna 他也说了同样的话，就是你可以无处不在的看见我，你能够看到我的不可思议的力量。
So this universal form is not really very important, but it helps neophytes to get some idea of what Krishna is.
所以说呢，这个主的宇宙形象它并不是那么的重要，但是呢，它可以帮助初学者能够有一些这个理解，有些想法，知道 Krishna 到底是谁。
Real associates of Krishna, they're not interested in Krishna's power and magnificence and, you know, destructive energy. They just love Krishna. They want to be with Krishna.
但是对作为 Krishna 真正的同游来说呢，他们其实并不关心 Krishna 到底是有多么的神勇，有多么的有权力，有多么的有这个力量。那么这个 Krishna 真正的奉献者，他们只是希望能够爱 Krishna， 只是希望能够和 Krishna 在一起就好了。
All right, so I think that's enough for today.
Okay, 那我觉得我们。觉得我们今天
有很多。Yeah,
well, please allow me to check with Mukhi Radhamanj because I don't know she is live like broadcasting the class or she's recording. Let me check with her. 诶，Mukhi Maharaj， 您是在录音还是在转播呀？如果转播的话，有问题吗？
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I encourage everybody again to keep reading Bhagavad Gita. But we want to see Krishna.
Marge, she is live broadcasting the lecture. So, there was no question for now, but I will say what you say. 所以 Marge 刚才说呢，我会鼓励大家要不断的去阅读《薄伽梵歌》这本书。并且呢，我们真正想要做到的是，我们想要见到的是真正的 Krishna。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Since it, I have a little trouble with broadcasting now.
Yeah, but since that, yeah, today we're doing good, because Smokey Ramaji jumped in and helped.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, because of a little confusion there on your.
Yeah. So, Marge, please allow me to end the class.
Okay. Thank you.
外昆塔之音服务源于聆听。那各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常的感谢 Kavi Chandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述，也非常感谢 Sumukhi Radhaji Mataji 为我们的转播和安排这样的一个平台，感恩大家的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周五。 Hare Krishna。
Okay, bye bye. Thank you very much. 谢谢。
Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.